Hi and welcome. Today we have some valuable information that Stefan recently shared with our Facebook group. This information was so helpful that we wanted to pass it along to even more people, so Stefan has recorded this podcast to share with all of you. If you're interested in hearing more great tips and insights like this one, be sure to join our Facebook group, Trades and Construction Mastermind, today. It's a fantastic community of people who are passionate about learning and growing, and I know you'll love to be a part of it. So without further ado, let's dive into today's topic. Over to you, Stefan.
How are we going to actually truly be business owners and leaders in our small and medium and perhaps even larger trades and construction-based businesses, where we're truly in control of, you know, what is it that we can absolutely move forward in the next 6, 12, 18 months so that we're not as on the tools as we are right now by this time next year. So I'm going to go through what I believe are the fundamental, like every one of our clients across Australia, New Zealand, this is exactly what we're sharing with them right now. It's a line in the sand moment. It's an opportunity, right? It's the end of a calendar year. And to be absolutely in control of where and what does the next 12 months, the next 52 weeks, the next 3 to 6, 9 months look like in our control is nothing to be, ignorant and or shy of. And we look forward to sharing what I believe and what we believe here at Business Benchmark Group will help every one of you certainly be in a position of upward and onward in the next 6 to 12 months. Feel free to ask any questions. We're very interactive here, and I'm very, very, you know, within my busy schedule, the team here has made sure that I'm absolutely 100% present and giving every one of you a reasonable and a significant level of upside in our time here today. So I guess the first things first, you know, if you think about your business and you review and you reflect, where have you been in the last 12 months? What's actually changed for you in the last 12 months? Good, bad or ugly, it doesn't matter. The key is there's a line in the sand right now where we get to review, we get to reflect, and therefore we get to reset. Because if we truly want to be off the tools in the next 12 months, by this time next year, then there's going to have to be some certain things that we're changing, certain things that we're actually optimizing and or navigating, pulling levers on, so that we're absolutely in that place of privilege to be less and less on the tools and allowing a team to be stepping up and with us and progressively with us, we're moving the opportunity forward. So very, very important that as I go to share the actual five tips, so you're taking some notes, truly getting engaged and involved in any questions that are going to be supportive of your journey in the next 6 to 12 months. So first things first, and these are not the five tips, this is almost like an added bonus right now. Where is it that you want to be in 12 months' time? What is it that you have as a vision, a desire, an outcome, a result as it relates to your business? If you've got one or two or three persons on your team right now, what does that look like in 12 months' time? If you have one, two, three, four great clients right now giving you regular work, what does that need to look like in 6 to 12 months' time? You know, we're moving more and more into this inflationary economy. It's a changing guard as it relates to the economy we're in. Now, the interesting thing about an inflationary economy, and it lasts for about 5 to 6 years typically, is that there's a playbook on this. There are 4 to 5, 6 inflationary economies that, you know, I guess in Western worlds, definitely in Australia and New Zealand, we've had a chance to understand how to navigate and drive our businesses forward. And these are the five key points I'm going to be sharing with you in a moment. But more to the point, what is it that you want to be absolutely moving forward in the next 12 months so that your true engagement and true, I guess, level of responsibility and ownership with your business is going to be supportive of you definitely being less on the tools in 12 months' time than not. Because if I don't have a what, then it doesn't matter how many hows I give you. Does that make sense? If I get clearer as to what is it that I'm striving for, then the ability to put some 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tips that I'm going to be giving you here this afternoon and definitely over the next 3 to 4 weeks, if I'm not clear about my what, then, you know, there's no amount of hows that I can give you that are going to be making a difference. So I want to be really, really clear. So I'm going to start with the first thing. So if I can have the Wacom on, and how are we going to actually truly be business owners and leaders in our small and medium and perhaps even larger trades and construction-based businesses, where we're truly in control of, you know, what is it that we can absolutely move forward in the next 6, 12, 18 months so that we're not as on the tools as we are right now by this time next year. So I'm going to go through what I believe are the fundamental, like every one of our clients, every one of our clients across Australia, New Zealand, this is exactly what we're sharing with them right now. It's a line in the sand moment. It's an opportunity, right? It's the end of a calendar year, and to be absolutely in control of where and what does the next 12 months, the next 52 weeks, the next 3 to 6, 9 months look like in our control is nothing to be, ignorant and or shy of. And we look forward to sharing what I believe and what we believe here at Business Benchmark Group will help every one of you certainly be in a position of upward and onward in the next 6 to 12 months. Feel free to ask any questions. We're very interactive here, and I'm very, very, you know, within my busy schedule, the team here has made sure that I'm absolutely 100% present and giving every one of you a reasonable and a significant level of upside in our time here today. So I guess the first things first, you know, if you think about your business and you review and you reflect, where have you been in the last 12 months? What's actually changed for you in the last 12 months? Good, bad or ugly, it doesn't matter. The key is there's a line in the sand right now where we get to review, we get to reflect, and therefore we get to reset. Because if we truly want to be off the tools in the next 12 months, by this time next year, then there's going to have to be some certain things that we're changing, certain things that we're actually optimizing and or navigating, pulling levers on, so that we're absolutely in that place of privilege to be less and less on the tools and allowing a team to be stepping up and with us and progressively with us, we're moving the opportunity forward. So very, very important that as I go to share the actual five tips, so you're taking some notes, truly getting engaged and involved in any questions that are going to be supportive of your journey in the next 6 to 12 months. So first things first, and these are not the five tips, this is almost like an added bonus right now. Where is it that you want to be in 12 months' time? What is it that you have as a vision, a desire, an outcome, a result as it relates to your business? If you've got one or two or three persons on your team right now, what does that look like in 12 months' time? If you have one, two, three, four great clients right now giving you regular work, what does that need to look like in 6 to 12 months' time? You know, we're moving more and more into this inflationary economy. It's a changing guard as it relates to the economy we're in. Now, the interesting thing about an inflationary economy, and it lasts for about 5 to 6 years typically, is that there's a playbook on this. There are 4 to 5, 6 inflationary economies that, you know, I guess in Western worlds, definitely in Australia and New Zealand, we've had a chance to understand how to navigate and drive our businesses forward. And these are the five key points I'm going to be sharing with you in a moment. But more to the point, what is it that you want to be absolutely moving forward in the next 12 months so that your true engagement and true, I guess, level of responsibility and ownership with your business is going to be supportive of you definitely being less on the tools in 12 months' time than not. Because if I don't have a what, then it doesn't matter how many hows I give you. Does that make sense? If I get clearer as to what is it that I'm striving for, then the ability to put some 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tips that I'm going to be giving you here this afternoon and definitely over the next 3 to 4 weeks, you know, if I'm not clear about my what, then, you know, there's no amount of hows that I can give you that are going to be making a difference. So I want to be really, really clear. So I'm going to start with the first thing. So if I can have the Wacom on, and I'm going to share with you guys the first of five tips that I want each and every one of you to be truly just reflecting on. Okay, if in 12 months' time, this is what I'm going to be working on. If in 12 months' time, this is what I'm driving as it relates to my business, here is the first tip. Here is the first tip that I'm asking each of you to be thinking as it relates to your business and how it is that you're going to be moving it forward. So the first tip that I want you to be thinking about, and again, I'm having a bit of a challenge writing this on my screen right now, but the first thing I want to be truly highlighting for each of you to be working on is you need to be doing a pricing review. So you need to truly look at, the first tip here is, right now, look at your pricing formula. Have a look at how you've been pricing the last 5, 10, 15 quotes. Have a look at and truly be reflective of, are you including raw costs at the actual cost? Are you ensuring that you're adding your overhead margin? Now, if you have any challenges with what I'm sharing with you right now, feel free to reach out and we're more than happy to help and or give you more perspective on. So a pricing review is critical to right now giving you the best chance to be less and less on the tools by this time next Christmas. So pricing review. Are we absolutely clear about what we're actually costing in materials and labor and thereafter adding an overhead margin, so we're clear about in an inflationary economy, are we or are we not making money? And from there, you thereafter put a job margin so that you're constantly in true reflection. You're clear about what did we actually quote? What are we actually delivering on? So number one tip to be off the tools by next Christmas is definitely doing a price review. So how is it that we can do that? And how is it that we ultimately are in a position to have more clarity around that? Why is that important? Well, it's important because by knowing what your margin is after your overhead margin, this is the key, right? After the overhead margin, if you know what your true costs are, then you have a real opportunity to be really clear about, second tip, what the ideal job at the ideal margin for the ideal customer is. So the second tip so that you're off the tools or less on the tools in 12 months' time is, Who and what is the ideal job in your niche? If you're an electrician, if you're a plumber, if you're a renderer, if you're a tiler, if you're a roofer, it doesn't matter. If you're a builder, it makes no difference what trade or construction industry you're in. What makes a difference is, what is your niche? So what is the ideal job at the ideal margin to the ideal customer? So that's the second tip that I'm giving each of you. So the first tip was a pricing review. Be really clear at what are the triggers and or influences for you making money on every job. So ideal job, ideal margin to the ideal customer. So the second tip is, get really clear on what is your ideal job at the ideal margin, which comes from your pricing review, to the ideal customer. That's the second tip. Very, very important. Very important tip, so that you're constantly in control to what you're saying yes to and what you're saying no to as it relates to the people and or businesses and or jobs that you're saying, yes, I'm going to quote that and I'm going to give this my best shot. Third tip that I want to give each of you. The third tip that I want to give each of you is, if you've done a pricing review, number one, and you're clearer than you were this time last year, as it relates to what is the ideal job at the ideal margin to the ideal customer, then the third tip is, create a hit list of your 10 most wanted clients. Who are the 10 clients that you are absolutely going to make a beeline for? In other words, you're going to be really clear that you're going to attract into your business. So the third tip is, create a hit list of your 10 most ideal customers who are going to be a better chance for you attracting the ideal job at the ideal margin. So that is your third tip. The third tip is, ideal customer, ideal job at the ideal margin. Who is my top 10 customers that I want to be absolutely in business with by this time next year? And I'm going to make it easy for them to be attracted into my business, and I'm going to make it even easier for them to buy me, because I'm going to be delivering on value, not just on price. I'm going to be delivering on margin and margin control, where I'm building reputation to ultimately have a waiting list of A-grade clients in 2024. And therefore, if I'm building a business that's constantly building a work in progress that is absolutely swelling 12, 18, 24 weeks out, then my ability to be growing a team that's going to be better than me. Basically, my job is to grow opportunity and grow people on my team. My team's job is to deliver on time and on budget and a little bit more than what we promised. So the three tips that I just want to just keep on truly embedding into your playbook right now. Pricing review. Get really clear on your job margins. after overhead margin has been included in the price. Second tip, what is the ideal job at the ideal margin to the ideal customer? Third tip is create a hit list of who are and what is your list of 10 most ideal customers who will give you the ideal jobs at the ideal margin for which you want to truly accelerate your reputation with. So that's the third tip. The fourth tip that I'm going to give you is how is it that you are getting better at creating what we call here a business benchmark group, and we work with every one of our clients within the first 90 to 180 days. Every one of them is truly building that toolbox that references the qualifying questions toolkit. So the qualifying questions toolkit, I'm going to share them with you right now. So this is the fourth tip. You must keep on optimizing and elevating what is the qualifying questions toolkit. This is your fourth tip that I'm giving you. Now, the first four tips are very interrelated as it relates to having the best next 12 months in your business ever. And if you have more questions around these first four tips, please reach out. We're here to help every one of you move the needle forward on this. So the fourth tip is you need to build a qualifying questions toolkit. The qualifying questions toolkit hovers around asking questions to your ideal customers who have the ideal jobs at the ideal margin. How important is it as it relates to quality and attention to detail? How important is it to the customer and the job that you are absolutely committed to quote as it relates to reliability? How important is it as it relates to, I guess, having a communication process that is of a high level versus a substandard level? How is it that you have a team that will be absolutely on the ground, on the job, delivering day in, day out, exactly what we promise and a little bit more? So they're four questions that are four of what we recommend our top 10 questions in creating your qualifying questions toolkit that will give every one of you a way better opportunity to walk away from something that's going to be a bad idea or a bad job and ultimately a customer that's going to break your back versus help you make money and grow a business that's going to be growing reputation. So qualifying your prospects and building your qualifying toolkit is fundamental. And the qualifying toolkit starts with, is your customer absolutely committed to you delivering attention to detail and quality work? Is your customer going to respect and ultimately be privileged to be working with you because you are reliable? And what you say and what you do is exactly the same thing. Is your customer prepared to ensure that your communication process, where they're always kept up to speed and always being informed as to where are we versus where we should be? Also, when things do go wrong occasionally, what didn't happen that should have happened and what are we doing about it? Is your customer truly respective of your business being that business that delivers that type of customer journey? And fourthly, and most importantly, is your customer truly embracing that you have a team that's better than you, that's going to be on the tools every day in every way, delivering on money and on budget every single time? And a little bit more than what we promised. So this is why having your qualifying toolkit ready will save you hours over the next 2, 3, 6 months in quotes to the wrong customer who has the wrong job and is not that important, not that committed to helping you make money. Your job is to grow a reputation with working with the best customers who have the best jobs at the best margin so that you keep on building that reputation and waiting list for ideal customers, okay? And the fifth tip I'm going to be sharing with you is your current team, whether you got two people on the team, you got four people on the team, whether you got 15 people on the team. And like many of our clients over many, many years, the Drain Man, Traffic Diversions Group, Fleet Plant Eye, these are all the clients that have been working with us for over 10 years. And this has been the message every November, every December. These are the five key tips that we're working with and going deeper and deeper and deeper. So the fifth tip I want to be sharing with each of you is your employees, your team development plans, your opportunity to be creating a pathway so that your people, your future leaders, let's call this the fifth tip of a future leader's plan, constantly every year gets reviewed, reflected, and reset. Every year we are looking at who have we moved forward, who have we moved upwards, who have we also deselected? Because sometimes a future leader's pathway plan is also about deselecting the people on your team that are definitely not on the same page as you are and or the team is heading in one direction. So when you are looking at your current team, who are the future leaders? What is their pathway? What is their pathway to growth, to constantly be elevating their responsibility and accountability and ownership within the business? How is it that every one of you is on the same page, heading in the same direction? How is it that every one of you is absolutely committed to a culture of gratitude and appreciation and being honest and transparent? How are you actually achieving that? So Business Benchmark Group, well, we work with every one of our clients, because a business is not a business unless you're growing a team. And I'm not interested in being a big business or a big team, but I'm definitely interested in being an effective and efficient team. So how is it that we're all on the same page, heading in the same direction to be serving? If I reverse engineer my five tips now, right? So if I've got a future leader's plan that I'm constantly reviewing, reflecting, and resetting, which is my fifth tip, then I'm going to be in a really good position to be really clear about what am I qualifying and with confidence helping ideal customers who have the ideal jobs at the ideal margin be doing business with me. And again, if I'm attracting more of those, then ultimately I'm getting really good at what my top 10 hit list is every 6 months, every 3 months, every 8 weeks. I'm reviewing and reflecting and resetting my top 10 hit list of customers who have the right jobs at the right margin that we want to be working with. And if I'm really clear about, so I've just gone from tip number five to tip number four to tip number three. If I'm really clear about what is an ideal job at the ideal margin at the right time to the right customer who pays on time, and thereafter I'm constantly aware of what did we budget, estimate, quote, and what's actually happening, which is the pricing review piece, then these five tips are a surefire guarantee for each and every one of you to be in a position where you're doing less work on the tools by Christmas 2023 and every Christmas thereafter. So this is what we do and this is what we share as it relates to this particular group, which is a unique and growing group in the world of trades and construction in Australia and New Zealand. We are absolutely committed to helping every one of you push the needle forward, go further than you ever have before. So truly reflect on what is it that you want? What is your what that you're ultimately striving for in the next 12 months, in the next 50 weeks, in the next 360-odd days, and how is it as it relates to pricing review? What is the ideal job to the ideal margin, to the ideal customer look like for you? Tip number two. Tip number three, what is my top 10? What is my top 10 hit list of customers that I truly want to be doing more work with by this time next year? Creating a qualifying question toolkit that makes it easy for when they get attracted to my business for them to buy or for me to deselect. See, the moment you say no in business, you have arrived. And no is not a derivative of fear. No is a derivative of clarity that is not the ideal job to the ideal margin at the ideal customer level. And most importantly, am I growing a pathway, a yellow brick road, as we call it here at Business Benchmark Group, of future leaders that one day are going to be way better than me at doing what they do? So who does what by when? And helping people where there's no glass ceiling to continuously be contributors and value adds to our business is second to none. So here are the five key tips. And until next week, we look forward to sharing more with you. Please feel free to ask any questions at any time. Myself, my team, we're here to help each and every one of you do better, be better, ultimately have better. And I look forward to speaking with you again this time next week. And power to you all. Thank you so much.
I hope you found that information helpful and informative. If you have any questions or want to learn more, be sure to join our Facebook group, Trades and Construction Mastermind, today.